10 WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. The Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged with optimism the U.S. can avert a recession. We'll also get a look at weekly jobless claims this morning.
Despite economic worries, the job markets remained remarkably strong. After a five-week slide, first-time jobless claims rose by 3,000 last week, which is still historically low. Four-week moving average, which analysts say is less volatile, was adjusted downward by about 5,000.
ABC's Daria Albinger. 800 Defense Department personnel are being sent to the southern border.
New York City is currently paying to house 60,000 newly arrived migrants, and more could be on the way as the southern border sees a new surge. Eagle Pass, Texas, now declaring an emergency, with 2,500 migrants arriving yesterday alone. At an asylum office in Mexico, a crowd of mostly Haitian migrants trying to rush the building, some having waited weeks for an appointment.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. This is ABC News. Some popular authors, including John Grisham, are suing the parent company of ChatGPT over the use of their books to train AI. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
John Grisham, involved in a hot legal case, seems very on brand, but it's not his latest legal thriller. It's a class action lawsuit filed by Grisham, Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin, and others against the company OpenAI, maker of ChatGPT. The authors say their works were used to train AI without their consent, and that's a clear copyright violation. They want unspecified damages. OpenAI says in a statement that they are working with many groups on their concerns over AI, and they're optimistic they'll find a solution that will benefit everyone. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
A record-breaking auction of a rare $10,000 bill. The bill, which was issued in 1934, is the highest denomination to ever go into circulation. It just sold, though, for $480,000. It bears a portrait of Salmon P. Chase, Treasury Secretary to President Lincoln, and the namesake of the Chase Manhattan Bank. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
ABC News.